In Mali, government forces backed by French troops have halted an advance by al-Qaeda-linked Islamist fighters. Militants already control the north of the country, and last week they launched a surprise offensive south toward government-controlled territory. As NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports, African troop reinforcements have begun arriving in the capital.
Bienvenue.
Ça va bien?
Oui, très bien. Vous allez bien?
Très bien.
C'est un plaisir de vous retrouver. Oui.
It's good to have you.
First, 100 troops from Togo, then a modest advance contingent from Nigeria, flew into Mali's capital Bamako yesterday to a warm welcome from the UN-mandated African force commander, Nigerian Major General Shehu Usman Abdulkader.
I'm happy to have them on ground because I've been itching to have my troops on ground so that we can go into action.
General, how tough is this mission going to be? Because the insurgents seem to be very well armed, very well trained, and pretty well organized.
And that's why we're here now. We have to react to what's happening in northern Mali and quickly too. We are well trained, well armed, and well equipped too to face the challenge. I believe it's not insurmountable.
The French were the first to come to Mali's aid. This was at the request of the government after al-Qaeda-linked Islamists left their strongholds in the northern desert region that they seized last year and headed south. French airstrikes with fighter jets and attack helicopters halted that advance. And many Malians are saying, thank goodness.
I'm in downtown Bamako with a roadside donut seller. And let's find out what her view is about the French intervention. Sanata Traoré is throwing the dough into hot oil. Let's find out what she thinks. The donut seller says she's really pleased about the French intervention. She says long live the French for having come to Mali's rescue. She hopes that there's going to be peace in Mali and that the country will be reunified and that there'll be peace and unity. Merci, madame.
Mali's Minister of Territorial Administration, Moussa Sanogo Koulibaly, says it's going to require a collective effort to defeat the rebels.
We are trying to make sure that we have the support of the whole population of Mali. Everyone. We need everybody, every Malian. We need support from people inside Mali, people outside. We need support from the international community. So we are trying to bring everybody together.
Regional leaders who are deploying West African troops to Mali are to meet for a crisis summit tomorrow. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Bamako.